Simple faith. Simple faith in Him. What God was doing this morning was building your faith to believe. Building your faith to believe. Whatever situation may be troubling you, whatever situation may be in front of you, that God can come through always. Always. Not just sometimes, not half of the time, not even 99% of the time, but 100% of the time. God will come through always. And however He wants to do it. However He wants to do it. Praise God. Amen. Well, we want to welcome everyone here this morning, and we just pray that God's Spirit and God's anointing would be upon your life and your situation in your life this morning. We do want to thank you for your giving last week. Do you have a bullet? For your giving last week. I know we picked up... thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. Last Sunday, we want to thank you for your tithe and offerings to the church. Last Sunday, we picked up $2,177.30. So we want to thank you for your tithe and offerings to the church. Praise God. Praise God. He's such a good God unto us. Lift your hands this morning. I want to thank you. Father, thank you for their giving unto you this morning. Father, we know that sometimes it may be hard, but Father, they are obedient to your word in giving of tithes and offerings to you this morning. And Father, I pray the blessings of God to be poured out upon them and upon their lives this morning. Father, bless them financially, physically, spiritually, emotionally. And Lord God, bless them in understanding your word, Father, and knowing your voice, Father. Use them and bless them in their homes in every way, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Don't forget, on December the 8th is going to be the anniversary of our church. 4 years. 4 years. Already. 4 years. Really, I was looking at some stuff, and I think our first service was on the 29th of November of 2009. And so it's going to be 4 years at the end of this month that we have been here in Gaydon. And been some great years. We've seen God move in many areas and many things, and we just want to thank Him. But on that day, we're going to have a service at 10, and then right after the service, we're going to go to the old library, and we're going to have gumbo that day. Hopefully, it's a little cold, and so we're going to have hen and sausage gumbo, and what we're asking you to bring is a dessert. Every family just bring a dessert of whatever you want to bring. If you want to pick up something, that's fine. If you want to make something, that's fine, whatever. The only thing I'm going to ask you, I need a few people, if you could, to fix potato salad. So if you would like to do that, just let Jelaine and I know. And so if you can do that, you might say, how much? Just some, whatever, you know, just so whoever wants it would have it that day. And so if you're able to do that, we certainly would appreciate it. And we want to thank you for it. I'm trying to think of any other announcements. I think that's it. Don't forget about Operation Christmas Child. The boxes need to be in by the 17th. And so, because I know Telly, you'll be taking them that Sunday to Bethel in Jennings. That's a drop-off place. So if you're wanting to do that, please get them in as soon as you can, as soon as you can. Amen. Miss Gail and Mr. Linda, would you come on up just for a minute? They're going to be cooking, as they always do. Watch y'all coming up. Miss Gail doesn't want to come up. They, every year, and I think it's been done, the last 8, 9, 10 years or so? 10th year. In Gaydon, 10th year? Okay. That on Thanksgiving Day, they cook turkey and rice dressing and all the trimmings, everything. And so what they do is they invite the whole community, whoever wants to come and eat. It's not just people that don't have food that day to eat. It's just anybody that doesn't want to be alone, you know, just wants to come and fellowship with them. And so they cook and they use the Civic Center in Gaydon for free. The city gives it to them. And they're able to go and cook, and then all the people are able to go and eat. And it's free of charge. So I just wanted y'all to just share a little bit about what's going on, what's happening, and we'll go from there.
This is our 10th year.
Wait, hold on.
They can hear me.
No.
This is our 10th year.
And it's last year. We fed like 175 people just in Gaydon. We used to have it in Kaplan, but it just got too big. And so we had 22 turkeys, 3 hams. We had rice dressing, corn, yams, cakes, drinks, and all that. And we deliver in town for the elderly. It's mostly the elderly and people that don't have transportation to come get it. If they'll call, we deliver to their homes. And I think last year we delivered like 50 of them to, and the rest of the people just come and eat there at the Civic Center.
Or they just pick it up and bring it home.
Yeah. We have it's all fixed in gold plates. If somebody doesn't want, we have tables set up. But if they don't want to eat there, we have fruit salad and cakes and different things to eat for dessert. So anybody that wants to come and just eat, they don't have to be needy. Or
just fellowship.
Yep, mm-hmm. Just fellowship. And I put a desk full of Bibles out. If somebody wants some, they take them. So.
Amen, Miss Gail.
God is blessed. Every year, everything comes in.
Amen. Amen. Let's pray for them. Would you stretch forth your hand? Father, we just pray, Lord God, for this event that's going to happen, Lord. Father, we pray that everything would work out according to plan. Father, we know that sometimes things may not work out, but Father, we know as we pray, the Spirit of God works and does and helps. Father, give them wisdom, both of them. Show them what to do before something arises, Lord. Father, handle every situation. And Father, I pray that you would bring in the workers that are needed to help, to cook and to serve and to just to help that day, Father. Lord God, be with them and help them this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So if you are able to help in any way, like as far as helping them that day, if you're able to, you can just drive up and just go to the Civic Center. About from what time do y'all start to the time that y'all finish?
We start serving about 11. But we get there, because all of the turkeys, we deep on them all.
Oh, okay.
The ham, we cut up.
Okay.
Deep boning usually.
Okay. All righty. I told them I wanted about 15 plates, and I want them delivered to my house around 11:30, and 15 plates of dessert, too. So.
I'll deliver one.
Okay. Hey, man, no, if you're able. But really, if you know somebody in Gaydon, you know, because sometimes the elderly may not hear about it. If you know somebody, because it's just in the Gaydon area, you don't go, you know, it's just too far. You know, unless you want to come pick it up maybe and bring it, that's fine. You know, if you have family, however, in Kaplan or something, I know they don't mind you coming and getting and bringing it. It's just too far to do all that. But if you know somebody in Gaydon and you'd like to bless them and help them and you know they would need food, talk with them, give them the addresses, and they'll do what they can to help them, definitely. You know, it could be somebody very rich. They don't go by social status, if you're rich or poor or whatever, none of that stuff. It's whatever, just to bless anyone and everyone. Because you might be rich in money, but poor in spirit. And we want to bless everyone. So in that note, I know in your bulletin you saw that we would pick up an offering for them. If you would like to help them, because I know it does cost a lot, you know, if you would like to help them, and if you want to make out, if you make it out a check, just make it out to Gaydon International Church. All this will go to them to help them buy all the things that are needed, you know, and to help in those areas. So if you'd like to give, just come on up and just put it in here, and we'll just give it to y'all. You can pick it up after they finish, or you can just come in. And, you know, you may say, well, Pastor, I don't have the money right. That's okay. You can give it to them whenever. You know, that's fine. You know, whatever. But we certainly do appreciate you. Children's Church. Yeah, I don't want to forget about that. Amen. Amen. If the workers would stay in Children's Church and the kids, and we'll pray for you, and you can go to your building across the street. Amen. Father, we just thank you for the workers, and Lord God, and the kids. And Father, we pray that you would bless them, that you would use them, and you would help them, Lord God, this day. Lord God, help your word to go forth with power and authority, Lord God. And Father, touch these children for the kingdom of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you would turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. That's okay. Y'all can move. Y'all need to come sit on the front row. Look. No. You don't. Such a tender heart. That's good. That's good. Thank you. Amen. 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 Praise God. Praise God. I tell you, it's good to be in the house of the Lord. I tell you. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, 1 Corinthians chapter 4, I'm sorry, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, yeah. Look at verse 16, starting with verse 16. That's page 2037. 2037. Verse 16. Oh, they don't have the key. Oh, wait. I have them. Here you go. Just one of those. It says, "For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, works for us as more exceeding an eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." Our face, we need to ever be looking towards our Lord. Our face physically, if you want to put it that way, or our spirit physically, needs to be towards our God continually. We can't be... Yeah, you can keep. And we can't be like Lot's wife. You remember when the angels came and they told Lot, and they only did it because of their covenant with Abraham. And they went to Lot and they told him that they would destroy that city. And they said, you need to get your daughters, their husbands, you know, your family, your wife, and you need to get out of this town because God is going to destroy it. And, you know, and we often think, my God, God's going to destroy it. Well, because of certain reasons, we know, because of the sin level or what was happening in that town, that God said he would destroy it. And so the angels led Lot and the family out, and the son-in-laws didn't come because the world had too much of a grip on their hearts, which says something. It says, come out from among them and be ye separate. We need to make sure the claws of the world are not in our hearts, that we separate ourselves. But it says that they came out, and Lot's wife, when you read it in Scripture and you get the context of it, it does not mean that she turned once. But as they were walking out of the city, God wanted to make sure that they did not look back to the past and what was going on, that their eyes and their face continued to look towards him. And it says that his daughters looked and never turned back. Lot never turned back, but his wife continued to look back. She'd take a few steps and she'd look back. She'd take a few steps and what she was doing, she was hungering for the things of the past. And every time she turned to look back, where were her eyes? Not on God. And not on what God wanted to do. She was looking back at the sin and the evil and the destruction instead of always keeping her eyes upon him and him alone and destruction. And we know because she turned and she kept turning and her heart was divided between looking to God and turning and looking at the past, her heart really was towards the past. Her heart really was not to serve God. Her heart really was to look at the sin and the evil and to long for that. And because of that, it says that God turned her into a pillar of salt, which was really basically a reflection of her heart, which was a pillar or a rock, was hard towards God. And she wanted the evil. But we need to make sure that our hearts are ever turned towards those things of our past. The evil, the sin, those things, that we leave those things in the past and we don't look back to it. You might say, well, Pastor, that's hard. Yes, it is. I'm not saying it's easy. But I know this. Everything that has happened to us that is not good or that is evil or that is sin in our lives, God has given us victory. Not in what we have done, but God has given us victory through His Son and what His Son did for us. You're saying, Pastor, everything? I'm saying everything. Everything. Everything that holds a Christian down from serving God to the best of their ability, God has given us victory. It has already been won. All we got to do is attain it. All we got to do is keep our faith in Him, looking towards the cross. Because when Jesus died on the cross, the final payment for everything of the past, the present, and the future for our personal lives was paid for. Was paid for. Paid in full. It was stamped. Paid. And we can have victory in every aspect of our lives as we keep our face towards Him. You might say, well, Pastor, are we perfect? No. I didn't say perfect. But we are forgiven. We're not perfect. Because of the sin nature, the things that is in us, that we attain from our father and our mother, talking about Adam and Eve, and handed down towards us. But it can become dormant as we place our faith in Him and only Him, and not in the things that we can do, but in the thing that He has done for us. The simple faith in Him. The simple faith in Him. Knowing that as we put our faith in Him, it leashes out the presence of God and the Holy Spirit to work in our hearts and to work in our lives. They did a survey of a church in California. And they asked them, now these are supposedly saved people. Saved people, I mean, whatever. But they asked them to fill out a survey and to put the things in their lives that they're trying to overcome, that they're in bondage to. And they said, you don't sign your name, because they wanted them to be honest. So they didn't sign it. That was not, it was just a survey. And so they had to write down all the things, Christians, huge church, thousands of people, that they were in bondage to in their lives. You had people that were drunks. You had people that were gay. You had people that had, they were in bondage to gambling. All kinds, I mean, you can name it. And I tell you, it blew the pastors away. It blew them away. Because you see, it's not in what we do that sets us free. It's in who we know and who we put our faith in that sets us free. And that's what we have to do. So we have to keep our face towards Him and not be like Lot's wife that continually turns back. Continually turns back. Continually turns back. Because every time she turned, it hardened part of her heart towards God. That's what sin will do. It will harden the heart of the spirit man. It will harden that area of your heart every time towards God. But God has a solution. Every time we ask forgiveness, the blood of Jesus softens our hearts. And we continue to look to Him. Continue to look to Him. The face. And we need to turn to Him continually towards our God. As He will lead us. Our eyes and our face should be always towards Him. Looking to Him. Yearning for Him. It says in verse 16 as we read. It says, for which cause we faint not. But through our outward perish. Outward man, we perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Day by day. Verse 16 again, for which cause we faint not. That means we don't lose heart. Not to lose heart in what may be going on. Don't lose heart. You see, this is the deal. The pressures of the world will destroy you and I if we let it. It will. It will. But we have the one that can take the pressure. And we have the one that is waiting for us to give it to Him. To take it. We have to learn always, in every situation, to hand it over to Him. As we keep our face towards before Him. As we keep our eyes upon Him. Because you see, what the devil wants to do is for us to lose our faith in our God. Our God will come through what? Always. Always. Your God will come through what? Always. Always. Your God will come through when? Always. Not sometimes. Not maybe half the time. A quarter of a time. No, 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 no. Always. As we seek Him and we put our face towards Him and we honor Him with our hearts and with our lives, your God, my God, will come through always. Always. That's the kind of God you serve. That's the kind of God I serve. That will come through always for us. Always. In whatever situation that we have handed it to Him and have given it to Him. that we will not lose heart. We will not faint under the pressures of things. But our God will come through in every situation, in every part of our lives, if we keep our faith in Him and what He has done. Our face towards Him. A proper focus on Him. With Christ, He will empower us to endure any kind of trouble. Exodus chapter 14. Exodus chapter 14. Our God is faithful always. Our God is faithful always. 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 And what the devil tries to do, he tries to lessen our faith in God, trying to destroy our faith in Him, so that we start to sometimes believe that God can't do it. But God tries to strengthen our faith to believe that He is the God that can do the impossible always, always, always. No matter what's going on in your life, no matter what's going on in my life, that God can take care of things. We may not like the way He takes care of it, though. But He can take care of it always. Because of Abraham's faith, because of Abraham and what he, and the God that he knew, God took care of Lot. God didn't have to go get him. Because of the covenant that God had with Abraham, God sent two angels to go and take care of and get him out of that place of Sodom. It's an amazing event. If you read in Genesis, and you'll see, when the angels met with Abraham and his wife about, you know, they were going to have a child and all this stuff, who was with them? God the Father. Elohim. That's the kind of covenant they had, face to face. On the flip side, when they went meet with Lot, who went? Two angels. That's all. Says something. We can have a relationship that God comes and is with us. You see, we determine how far. We determine how close we'll get. It's an amazing thing. And because of the covenant that God had made with Abraham, He went after Lot and sent those angels. And we know the story of all the junk that happened. But God still took care and would take them out. You know, look at when God told Abraham, I want you to sacrifice your son, your only son, your promised son. Abraham went with his son. And we know the story. Right before Abraham was about to kill his son, God stopped him. And God says, I know your faith. I know your faith. The flip side of this, Lot, God just sent two angels, which we would think was amazing, huh? But Elohim, God the Father, wasn't with him. When they told Lot, get out. And they wanted Lot to go into the mountains. You know what Lot told them? Lot said, well, can I go? It was a certain town that was nearby. Can I go into this town instead? You know what that is? That's disobedience. That's disobedience. You have a heart after God with Abraham and the blessings of God flowing in his life. And then you have Lot with a hard heart with his wife and his children. And wanting to go to a town instead of going into the mountain and be in under the cliffs where God wanted him to go. There was a reason why. There was a reason why. And in the end, God said, whatever, basically, if you want to put it that way. My interpretation, whatever. We got to get out of the place where we kind of shuffle with God sometimes and we try to bargain with Him. Can't do it. Can't do it. We got to get to the place that when God the Father speaks, that we obey the word of the Lord. That we strive with everything within us to do His will. Sometimes we may not know exactly. We got to wait on the Lord and say, Father, what do you want? What do you want? But we can't faint not. Faint not, it says in Scriptures. In Exodus chapter 14, look at verse 13. It says, And Moses said unto the people, Fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. You know what that means, hold your peace? That means they stood still, as the commentary says. Stood still. And in verse 15, And the Lord said unto Moses, Wherefore do you cry unto me? Look, God says this in verse 14, The Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. Let me tell you this, people. God will fight for you. Sometimes we think, My God, look, Pastor, it's hard what I'm going through. I know it. I know it. Look, you know, Jelaine and I, we don't live in a bubble. You know, which we're not affected by the world and things. We know how it is to work every day and to go out and do and going through the things of this world and trying to serve God with all of our hearts, souls, and minds. We know the struggles that happen, but also we know the deliverance of our God. We know how God's hand could come in and change a situation around, and we didn't know what to do. We know the faithfulness of God. And every time He's faithful to us, we see it. It builds our faith to believe for the supernatural more than ever before. That's the kind of God you serve that will come through not sometimes, but always, always, always. And the devil knows what affects you. He knows, because all he can work on is the emotional parts of our bodies. That's all. But God knows how to bring victory in every aspect of our lives as we keep our faith in Him, as we keep our face towards Him, as Moses did, as Abraham did, knowing the faithfulness of their God. It says this in verse 14. Read it again. It says, And the Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. The Lord shall fight for you. This is basically talking about when God delivered the Jewish people out of Egypt and they're walking towards the Red Sea. Mountains on each side of them, the Red Sea in front of them, and the Egyptian army coming from behind. The Lord tells Moses, Tell the people to stand still, to wait on me, to hold their peace, and I will fight for them. I tell you this, if the Jewish people would have turned around and started fighting the Egyptian army, every one of them would have been destroyed. God would have let them be destroyed. But God said, Stand still. Stand still. And the Lord will fight your battle. And what they did was they stood still. They looked to the Lord. Moses said, Father, what do you want me to do? The Father said, Take your rod, point it towards the Red Sea, and you're going to see what I'm going to do. My God. You're going to see. The sea opened up. And they walked to victory. Every step they took. Can you imagine? They might have been weary a little bit. They might have been a little tired, but I tell you what, when that sea opened up, there was an energy that went through their body. They were ready to go. Can you imagine? When we see the hand of God move, it builds your faith. It builds my faith to believe God for anything. He can heal your body. That's the kind of God you serve. He can bring revenues where you didn't know you had the revenues. And make it possible. He can give you direction. He can deliver you. He can give you what you need for your life. You know why? It's been paid for already. It's been done with at Calvary's cross. All we got to do is get it. Just believe in faith in what He has done, and the Father will give what we need to get things done on this earth for Him. That's the kind of God we serve. That's the kind of God we serve, that we have to stand still when things are rising up on either side of us. Don't put your eyes on what's rising up, because it will destroy you. Don't put your eyes to the left or to the right. It will destroy you. But keep your eyes upon Him and Him alone, and see what God can do. The delivering God that you serve will deliver you in that situation. Oh, that's the kind of God we serve. That He doesn't look to the past. He's not like Lot's wife. But His eyes are always forward for us. And if His eyes are always forward and He looks at good things for our lives, that's where we need to keep our eyes on. Some of us need to forsake the world a little bit. Leave some things alone, because it's destroying your relationship with God. I'm telling you. Ooh, and I'm not one that points at all, Lord, because I know this. Every time I point, there's three of them coming back at me. Lord, have mercy. Have mercy. Oh, no. But I know our God is faithful. And, buddy, there's some things in the world that we need to leave behind and get rid of, and say, Father, from this day forward, I will serve You now. And I know You can't do it on Your own, and I can't do it on my own. But we can do it with the help of our Father, as we put our faith in Him, looking towards Him, keeping our eyes focused upon Him, and saying, Father, I'll serve You. Father, from this day, I'll serve You, Lord God. Lord, hell or high water rises up, I'm going to serve You, Lord God. If everything falls under, I'm going to serve You, Lord God. Faith in Him and Him alone, and what He has done through it all, Lord God, through it all. Faith in Him. Faith in Him. Paul focused on the future, the Apostle Paul, which enabled him to properly assess problems and see how to handle those situations and those problems. His presence, it says, will go before us, and He will give us rest. His face, or His presence, will go before us, and He will give us rest. Don't lose heart. Be faithful to the end. Be faithful to the end. You might say, Pastor, it's been hard. I know it. I know it. I know it. Pastor, you haven't been at my house. I understand. Pastor, you don't understand the things that are going on. I understand. But I know this. You're God. You're God. Your God. Your God. I can say my God, but I'm saying your God. The one you serve, the one you put your faith in, will come through always. 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 As we keep our faith and our face towards our God, in our lives towards Him. Don't lose faith in Him. Be faithful to the end. Be faithful to the end. You know, one day, we'll all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Oftentimes I think of that. And I know as we stand before Him, it won't be a judgment as far as heaven or hell. That was taking place here. When we accepted our Lord and Savior, He said, heaven's your home. Just keep serving Him. But we will be judged on the things we've done thus far. You might say, Pastor, I don't want to be there. I understand. But you see, from this day forward, you can turn things around. Faithful is He. Faithful we should be to Him. Let me say it again. Faithful is He. Faithful is He. You might say, are you sure? How many times have you cried out to Him? How many times I cried out to Him, not knowing what to do? And God, the Father, would just do something. And it's like, oh my God, thank you, Lord. Faithful is He, so we should be faithful to Him. Now, I do understand that His faithfulness surely outweighs our faithfulness towards Him. Because we are wayward people. I mean, we'll be gung-ho and we're faithful a little while, then we fall asleep sometimes. Huh? Get tired, we get lazy. But you see, faithful to Him is not in the things that we do. And that's important. That's important, though. But faithful to Him is who we put our faith in. Who we trust in. So as a matter of fact, we can be faithful if our faith stays in Christ and what He did at Calvary's cross. And as we do that, He counts us faithful. Because you see, the only door to the Father is Jesus Christ. And the only way to get to Jesus is through the cross. And the only way to get to the cross is by denying ourselves. Get to the cross, go to Jesus, and pray to the Father. He's faithful. And that on that judgment day, when He's judging those things, we might be shocked about who's faithful. We might be shocked by who's wearing the most crowns. We might be shocked because it may be somebody in a wayward place down and not somebody that we think should be, as man says. The judgment of God and the judgment of man is totally different. And so what we got to do is keep our faith and trust in Him, keep our face towards Him, and forsake the world, the world's systems, the world's activities. We got to live in this world. You know, we got to buy food. We got to pay electricity bill. You know, we got to do those things. I mean, you know, we all have to drive a car. You know, that's important. And we all have to have a cell phone. You know, we all have to have internet service. You know, it's like, oh, Lord, you know. And none of those things are, I'm not talking about that stuff. I'm talking about the systems of the world, the evil of the world that draws the heart. That's wrong. Lot's wife, her heart yearned for Sodom. When I think of it, my heart hurts for her. Because I know she didn't make it to heaven. You know it. You know that. And that's a soul. So what we got to do is we got to make sure we never become like her. But that our eyes are always on Jesus all the time. In everything that we do, that our eyes are towards Him. Our eyes, Lord, my eyes are on You, Lord, Father. Father, my eyes are on You. Never turning to what's back there. And we see as our eyes are upon Him and our faith in Him, the Holy Spirit comes and helps us to live a life that is pleasing to Him. Because honestly, we can't do it on our own. If man could do it on its own, on our own, you know what it turns into? Religion. But we don't have religion, we have relationship. And that's the difference. And so the Holy Spirit works in our hearts and works in our lives. Amen. Why don't you stand, please? Oh, thank you, Jesus. Father, we give you praise and honor, my Lord. Jesus. Father, we praise you and we honor you this day. We praise you and we honor you this day. As every head is bowed and every eye closed just for a minute, I want to ask you a question. Do you know Jesus? Do you know Jesus? If something would happen today to you, would heaven be your home? Would Jesus open those doors for you, or his angels, or Gabriel, or Michael the archangel, whoever it is, it doesn't matter. Would heaven be your home? If you have a doubt, raise your hand so we can pray with you. If you have a doubt, raise your hand and accept Jesus as the Lord of your life. Amen. Amen. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, we praise you and we honor you this day, Lord. We praise you. Father, we thank you for this day. And Lord God, I thank you for your people, Lord God, and the things that you're doing in their lives, Lord. Father, you see the needs of the people. Father, meet the needs of the people, no matter what they are, Lord God. Meet the needs, Lord. Father, Lord, meet the needs of the heart. Meet the needs of their lives, Lord God. And Father, I pray that you would protect them, that you would lead them, and that you would guide them this day, Lord. Work in their hearts and work in their lives, Lord God. And Father, Lord, we thank you for them. And we thank you for bringing them to this church. Father, we worship you, we praise you, and we honor you this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Jelaine and I, look, we appreciate you guys. We thank God for you and we love you. And we pray you have a great week this week. Amen. And see you Wednesday. We're talking about prayer. So if you'd like to be here, come. Amen. 7 o'clock.